Turning to world news now, and a powerful earthquake rattled Peru late yesterday, killing dozens of people and injuring more than 200 others as homes collapsed. Tracy McClure reports.
The earthquake measured a powerful 7.9 magnitude on the Richter scale, toppling buildings, setting off landslides, and killing dozens of people when a church collapsed in the southern city of Itza. Callers to Radio Programas, Peru's main news radio station, said parts of several southern cities experienced blackouts and homes collapsed in poor neighborhoods in the cities of Chincha and Cerro Azul. Authorities issued a tsunami warning for Latin America's Pacific coast, but later canceled it when the wave measured only 20 to 30 centimeters. Still, Peruvian President Alan Garcia warned his people the danger is not over.
Por favor, sin pánico, porque se ha descartado ya que hubiera...
As we've already ruled out a tsunami from happening here, there is no need to panic. But we still need to get people away from the coastal zones as a precaution. There are casualties. We have issued a state of emergency in the Department of ICA.
He also said public schools will be closed Thursday because the buildings may be unsafe. The U.S. Geological Survey said the earthquake hit about 145 kilometers southeast of Lima at a depth of about 41 kilometers. The president said he is sending three cabinet ministers to the coastal towns, where news reports say the quake hit hardest. I'm Tracy McClure.